Om Shanti. So welcome. This workshop is created by the Care and Wellbeing team. There is a team, international team, that takes care of different things, but especially there is a part that it's a mental well-being. So that's what we are going to do today. It's how to create mental well-being, but to create spaces that are nurturing. And so the workshop will have two parts, and we are going to create a nurture space. So I speak Spanish, try to speak English, so I think that you will not need translation. You can come closer, so you will understand, and maybe Thai will, I hope that you understand me. Okay. We are going to create a safe space where we are feeling not judged. We are going to feel comfortable. We are going to feel great and be able to be ourselves. So for that, we are going to do first a little exercise where you have to stand up and come here. I know that you will not have translation, but you will understand a little bit. But before you move, in order to make the instructions, I will say some things, and you will have to gather with someone who has the same characteristics as you, depending on what I'm going to say. Okay? Yes? Tai? Okay, come. Come here. Everyone come here. Everyone fits here. Okay, so the first question is if we live in the same country as we were born. The ones who not can be here and the ones who yes could be here. Like you live in the country where you were born. Okay? Chalo, 30 seconds.
The country I live, my country.
Where you live
Is
the
born.
Same? Is the same where I was? You were born?
Yes, yeah, it's here.
Ah?
It's this place.
Uh-huh, is this no?
I'm sorry.
Because you're yes or not?
No, I'm living in Serbia. I'm born in France.
So this is no?
Ah, okay. I was not.
Okay.
Not the same country where you were born.
Okay.
Better like that.
Okay.
It's the same country.
Okay. All of you live in the country where you were born, and you don't. Okay.
Okay.
You're expat. You in different country. Okay. Okay. Good. Very good. Okay. Now we are going to gather depending on the quantity of brothers and sisters. Lokik brothers and sisters that we have. 1, 2, 3. 30 seconds. If they pass away, they count. So we are going to gather, depending on the quantity of brothers and sisters, we have Lokiks. No, not including me. You have brothers and sisters? Yes. Okay, how many? So you have to look who has the same quantity as you have. Yes. Go. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Move. Yes, with them, everyone.
Zero.
You look for zero. Someone has to have zero. Look. You have to look for. No, not include. No, you two. You're two. No, no, not you. Yes, there are two there. Okay.
No, no, that one. Is that okay?
Okay, everyone is in groups.
ทุกคนมีกลุ่มนะคะ
Four? There are some there. Okay. Okay, with the ones... you don't speak them. Okay. So, you have how many?
Two.
You two?
Yeah, me too.
You two? All of you have two?
Yeah.
Two. Okay. Yeah, you? Eight.
Oh,
wow.
มีพี่น้อง8คน
Wow. You?
Three.
This is the group.
3คนอยู่ตรงนั้นค่ะ
All of you have three brothers and sisters. Okay, you?
Alone. He's
alone,
the only son.
But she can share. She has so many.
คนนี้เขาแบ่งให้เธอได้นะเพราะเขามีพี่น้องเยอะ
So many she can... Okay.
แบ่งกันได้
One.
มีคนเดียวมีพี่น้องคนเดียว
Five.
Oh,
all of you have five. Wow.
มีพี่น้อง5คน
Six.
6คน
Six. Four. Okay. Wonderful. Okay.
ดีมาก
Okay. Yeah. Now you understand how are we going to play, no?
เดี๋ยวเราจะเล่นแบบไหนพอจะเข้าใจแล้วนะคะ
Okay, now we are going to gather according to the month we were born.
เดือนเกิดเดือนไหนให้ไปรวมตัวกันค่ะเกิดที่เดือนอะไรให้ไปรวมตัวกัน Sick.
Quick.
ไวๆค่ะไวๆหน่อยไวๆหน่อยเกิดเดือนไหนค่ะให้ไปรวมตัวกันจูน here. I have microphone.Thank you, brother.
Gemini.
Yeah. เดือนอะไรคะ
นี่ November here. November. April.
March.
We are in March.
May. Erin.
Okay. Now everyone is in found someone.
Yes. Nah, well, the to, no.
So you are from which September?
กันยายน.
No one from September. Okay, you are the representative September.
เลย.
You? January.
January.
Only you. January. Okay. February. You three.
กุมภา.
February. Okay, February. And you?
July.
Which are July?
กรกฎาคม.
4 July. Okay, you? April.
One.
Who was April? Only
yeah,
you?
Only one.
You?
March.
November. You? Which are November?
Three.
All of three of you are November. Okay.
May.
Okay. May.
Oh, happy birthday.
October.
ตุลาค่ะ
Wonderful. Yes. And you?
June. มิถุนา
June.
June. Look.
Three.
Light is okay. มีแค่นี้แหละ
Okay. You want to know something more about you?
อยากรู้อะไรเพิ่มเติมมากเกี่ยวกับตัวเราเองอีกไหม
อ่ะ
day of the month I think that maybe that Monday Tuesday Wednesday something like that he said that 1 2 3 4 5 until 31st that which day that you took birth
wow too complicated
yeah I think Monday Sunday is easier
okay you can sit but sit close.
แต่นั่งใกล้ๆหน่อยนะ
โอเค no you can
yeah,
sit comfortable
no so you are young you still young you can sit on the floor
no
Thank you. Okay, that's the closer that you can see. No? Okay. Are you listening the translation? She's ready. Okay. Okay, she's June. Okay, so at least we know a little bit about us. If we were having the same language, I would ask how that quantity of brothers and sisters from 0 to 8 has helped you in your spiritual life, to live your spiritual life as you have lived until now. We will then talk about it. Why you are so far? Come. Okay. That's not a problem. Now, the first thing is that we want to create safe space. So, for that, in order to, for us to feel safe, this is a space where we will not be judged. It's okay that you are as you are. It's okay, whatever you feel, it's fine. And the idea is we feel comfortable. So in order to create that space, it's okay, all of us are going to be committed to allow others to be as they are. Are we committed of not judging the others? And whatever the other feels and whatever the situation and circumstances they are, it's okay for us. We can listen with empathy and not judging. It's okay. Can we do it like this? Who is agreed? Yes? Everyone? Yes? Yes? Okay. Everyone. Okay. And so now, each one just think in a quality or intention with which you want to be in these workshops. With which intention or with quality you want to experience this workshop. Just think and you can write it or just have it in your mind. Okay, so what we are going to do, in whatever language you feel comfortable, is fine. We are going to share what is the quality or the intention with which we are coming to this workshop. I will start, and then we are going to, like this, and with no mic, but to kind of feel the energy, the vibrations that each one of us will bring to this space, okay? So my quality or what I bring is love and care.
มาด้วยเจตนาอะไรเข้าเวิร์กช็อปเนี่ยค่ะ
อยากจะเรียนรู้วิชาต่างๆแล้วก็รู้สึกมีความประทับใจมาก
Want to learn and come with a good impression
ก็เพื่อให้สอดคล้องกับหัวข้อก็บอกว่าปลอดภัยจากกิเลสของตัวเองแล้วก็ผู้อื่นค่ะ
Safe from my own vices and safe from vices of the others.
Open mind to learn and practice everything I met.
เปิดใจที่จะเรียนรู้ทุกอย่าง
To live in calm, peace and have a strongly energy to expand to the world.
เรียนรู้ที่อยู่ในความสงบความเยือกเย็นแล้วก็กระจายความสงบให้ทั้งโลก
เปิดใจที่จะเรียนรู้ค่ะ
Open mind to learn
เรียบง่ายแล้วก็สงบแล้วก็อบอุ่นกันอยู่กับพี่น้อง
Simplicity peaceful and then the feeling of belonging to be with the family
I want to be the Pakka Brahmin and do the service seva of baba
มาด้วยกันอยากเป็นพักก้าบรามินค่ะทำงานรับใช้ให้บาบา
อยากได้ ความสุขแล้วก็เอาความรู้เนี่ยไปช่วยเหลือผู้อื่นค
่
ะ
happiness and want to just bring this to help people
มีความสุขความสงบแล้วก็อยู่ร่วมกับมนุษย์สัมพันธ์ที่ดีค่ะ
happiness peaceful and have good relationship with the other people อ
ยากจะเข้าใจตัวเองมากขึ้น
want to understand myself more
love commitment and clarity
open heart and lightness
so all of that is here so we with that we are creating the space for everyone okay and during the workshop we are going to explore how to create a culture of belonging and nurturing the self but for that we are going first to startwith the self because the first and most important relationship for each one of us is the relationship that we have with oneself and one thing that I have discovering more and more is that the relationship with the self is dynamic that means that it changes every day like the relationship I have with meToday is different of the relationship I had with me yesterday and the day before. And it was different from 5 years before. So it's dynamic. And so we cannot say that, oh, I have a good relationship with me and that's it, like a result of something. It's a process that it's always evolving. And for that,We need to check what is that creates a good relationship with myself in each moment. Because the needs are different. My needs are different. What I needed when I was 20 is different what I need now. And maybe even when I'm starting my spiritual journey or where I am now in my spiritual journey.Is different. Things have changed. So how is my relationship with myself now? And this is very important because however I am feeling with me is the way I'm going to connect with the rest. And I have seen that many souls, even they have grown spiritually or physically, sometimes they become lonely.And they live and they feel lonely. And is, we have to check what happened and how I'm feeling with myself that I feel like not connected with others. For example, not everyone have that situation, but it's like that. Okay? And I want to ask you,What are the results of a good relationship with one's own self? If I do have grown into feeling good with me in this moment, what is the result? Like, if I feel good with me...Not what are the signs, but what is the result? Confidence? I will be good with others too. Self-respect? Positive? Positive thinking? Energetic contentment? You can say in Thai and someone can translate from here. Happy?I will be happy. Okay. And in French, we have French too. More than what you say too, we are going to be motivated. Like feeling a purpose. Feeling energy, as you were saying, no? I will have good rest.And I was interested yesterday when Miraven was sharing about rest because it's not a small thing to have. You know, it's normal when we have jet lag, but in our regular basis, it's good to check if I have a good rest, because if I feel good with me, I could rest well, no? Of course, harmonious relationship, my mind will be clear, calm, and different things. Like, that's what I put dot, 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 because it has many good results when we feel good with ourselves. So, wait, you're going too fast. No, it's not the first, because it's the big one. So, how do you feel with yourself? Like, what is your level of well-being with yourself at this moment? 0 to 10. 10 is I feel so good. I feel like 100%. So good. Like karmatid. Like I feel like I will not change nothing. Like I feel so good. But 0 is I feel very bad. I don't feel good to myself. Everything, it's okay. Whatever level I am at is fine. Okay? Just at this moment. Just focus now, or forget the previous. Just with yourself, with your own well-being. Now, forget. If you couldn't have a good rest, it's fine. But at this moment, how you feel with yourself? 0 to 10. Okay, but keep it within. Okay, just look at yourself. And from that level, why I'm feeling like that? Even if it's 5, even if it's 4, whatever, at least it's something. So what makes me feel good with myself in this moment? And I will write whatever comes to my mind, without analyzing very much. And here I have some white sheets, if you didn't bring.
Anyone need one sheet?
Phone is fine. What makes me feel in the level I am? But not looking, for example, I will not look what is lacking in me. But what makes me feel at least 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9, whatever? Why? What makes me feel like that in a positive way? So I will share with someone that is next to me in pairs just what I would like to share. If it's something that I would not feel comfortable, it's fine. But you can share, like you two, you can come. You speak Thai?
Can we
It could be 2-3. It's okay, one more minute. One more minute, it's fine. Okay. Om Shanti. Sorry for interrupt you, but there's going to be more opportunities for sharing, okay? This was just started. How it went, the conversation? Interesting? Zero to 10. 20. Someone wants, like, it's dying to share something. It was your points have moved, okay? Because for us both, we realize that there have been some realizations that help us to have better relationship with the self. So it was interesting, the conversation. So I'm guessing that for you too, there are some things that are kind of evolving there. So there are different aspects of how we can be feeling better with the self. I'm going to take the emotional aspect because I feel that it's very important. It has helped me, and especially when there is a world that is in crisis. Because, you know, according to the recent data from WHO, the World Health Organization, the depression, people that is depressed, is so many, so many. It's not just feeling sad, it's you feel that you have no purpose. Like, it's very depressed. It's when people is not motivated. And they say that approximately 5% of the adult population, so it's more than 280 million people in the world. But anxiety and fear is more than depression. And so anxiety disorders in general, which includes generalized anxiety disorder, phobias, obsessive compulsive disorder, affects around 7% of the population. Indeed, this is the worst pandemic, is anxiety. So, and it's okay, sometimes Brahmins, we feel fear, and it's okay, you know. But now we are going to kind of see how we can deal with those feelings that sometimes comes, and we feel guilty, or sometimes we try to suppress. And one expression that I have heard when someone dies is that you have to be strong. But what is the meaning of being strong? Because sometimes they say being strong is not crying. But sometimes you don't need to cry to feel very bad. Like internally, you can be feeling very, very bad. So what is the meaning of being strong when someone very special in our lives passed away? What is the real meaning of being strong? Tell me in the positive way. If you don't feel the sense of love, what you feel, or of loss, what you feel?
Accepting the situation.
Uh-huh, but how you feel when you accept?
It's okay.
And when you feel it's okay, how you feel?
Content.
Sad. Safe. Peaceful. So it's good to put new words, because sometimes being strong, people feel like it's suppressing whatever we feel, no? So there are many challenges that we faced. Just tell me some challenges. Who from here work, have lucky work? Can you put your hand like this? Okay. From here, who have children? Okay. Who lives in a zone of war? Okay. Who lives in a zone of natural disasters? Okay. Who lives in a zone where there is a lot of human trafficking? All over the world, you know. So there are challenges around us that are real, and there are challenges in the work and family environment. Sometimes we have people that we have to take care of because they are very sick or even mentally affected. Sometimes it's not easy, the communication with some souls. Sometimes there is aggressiveness or aggressive communication. This idea of toxic productivity that even Brahmins we have. Sometimes we don't understand what is that changing the world with power of yoga. That we need to be kind, quiet. But sometimes we feel that we have to stay doing, even if we don't feel up to, if we feel tired. There is a lot of individual aspects, for example, false expectations about the self. And I have realized that because of the stereotypes of the world, becomes subconsciously something very strong, like what is to be a good mother? And even if I'm Brahmin, I still have the stereotype that I have to be a good mother in a worldly way, and that becomes a false expectation to myself. I have to be not only a good mother, but a good Brahmin mother, and then it becomes so pressure, I put so much pressure on myself. Or these kind of stereotypes, what is to be a good man at my age? If I have this age and the stereotype in the world is something, I put that into me as an expectation, I put pressure on myself. Or it could be different things, What is it to be a good Brahmin with these years in Gyan, or, you know? So, if I'm not feeling that I'm fulfilling my expectation, those expectations are not hopes, are expectations. So are false expectations on me. So I put pressure. And many Brahmins are very stressed because we create our own stress. When we wake up, are we happy with ourselves? Or I am putting more stress on me. Sometimes there are economic difficulties, unemployment, loneliness, social upheaval and natural disasters. And those are some of the challenges we have. We have so many more, but these are some ideas. So they are there. And that could create chronic fatigue. And it's interesting if you see us during Murli time. I don't know. It's very interesting because it's kind of a game of the head. but sometimes we are tired, but not, it's not a thing of one day because of jet lag or because of whatever. It's every day I feel tired. So that I have to see if it's there, if I feel in that way. So what we are going to see first is three practices and then three qualities later of how I can kind of deal with this in a very kind way. It's very useful. Because self-care is not about doing one thing once in a while. Just like once in a while I go for a walk. Or there is no magic thing that will suddenly give me wellness. Like, wow, today Baba gave me such a good experience. And then next day, what happened? It's not that magical, you know. It has to be constant. It's about what I do in my daily life. So my daily life, it's a life where I care about me. So it's okay if I am my own priority, because I have to give myself importance and attention and remove the guilt. Because sometimes when we invest resources in the self, we feel guilty. But if you see the life of Brahma Baba, like they used to play badminton, they used to go for a walk to the mountains, and he had God coming into him and have to create a new world. And he was so relaxed. You know, how to kind of manage to be a balance and do things in a different way. I have to set limits because they are a form of protection from all excesses. For example, what time I will sleep? How many hours I would be in connection with others in the WhatsApp or things like that? Or, you know, even I have enough time for my own yoga practices or not? And have autonomy and self-confidence, knowing my own needs, capabilities, resources that I have, because my needs are different from your needs. And sometimes I need to sleep more. And sometimes my body changes, and your body is not the same as my body. So it's not the same. It's not that I'm bad yogi because I'm not doing the same thing that Mohinidhi is doing. Like, we are different. So let's have in this traffic control, let's enjoy the connection with the self. Enjoy being me and surrounded by the love of Baba. So 0 to 10, good? Okay. Are you awake? Okay. So we are going to do an exercise, but it's not moving. It's not moving. It's inner exercise, okay. I want you to think in something that is making you feel disturbed. Little bit or a lot in the last 2 months. It could be something with that you are living with someone, or some kind of task that makes you feel you a little bit more stressed, or it could be a situation in your environment. Something that in the last 2 months makes you a little bit worried or makes you feel a little bit not well. Think in one thing, okay? choose one, choose one. Choose the most difficult. It's good for this, you need to write. So it could be in your cell phone, or if you need pen and paper, we have here. Everyone has something? Or there is someone who has nothing, it's immovable. Okay, so everyone identifies something, no? Okay, so without analyzing, just quick, whatever comes to your mind, how that situation makes you feel. How that situation makes you feel. Just write. Whatever feelings comes to your mind, just write those. Without thinking too much. Okay. How would you be in 1 month if the feelings have not changed? The first that comes to your mind, how would you be in 1 month if the feelings have not changed? How would you be? Whatever comes to your mind, just write that. How would I be in 6 months if the feelings that disturb me today have already completely changed? If the feelings... How would I be in 6 months if the feelings that disturb me today have already completely changed? Whatever comes to my mind, I will put it. How would I be in 6 months if the feelings that disturb me today have already completely changed? Maybe the situation has not changed, but my feelings do change, have changed. Yes, exactly. In 6 months, how would you be? It's good if it's in your responses you can put feelings too. How would you feel in 6 months? And if nothing comes, it's fine too. I will take that question to think later. That's fine too, no? So this exercise, what we did with this exercise, for what is useful? Yes. So going deep into the self to check in and identify emotions, feelings. And this is very important because self-awareness is to check how I feel too. It's not just how I think. Yes, because being in harmony with myself, one thing is how I think I am and how I'm feeling with myself. Okay, so that's the first thing. And what else we did? So we put the things in perspective. And what if nothing changed? How I would be with myself if nothing changed? If my feelings are the same? So that is like... I would be not good. So, and if we put things in perspective, how we feel? A little bit hope. No, like maybe in 6 months, I will be better. Yes? So in a way, it's to be Trikal Darshi. And to the answer to the last question, we will put that as a desired result. That is what we want to feel, really. And why thinking that in 6 months? Why do I feel like that now? I say it okay? It is possible to feel like that now? Well, I will repeat that Baba said that according to the situation, Baba will help.
Yeah, and Baba will respond to
that. Will respond to that.
So Baba see and describe the situation. And if I'm still. Okay, I have a lot to say about it. No, as long as I don't use my ego in a conflictual situation, for example, and I answer in a positive way, and still the person is, maintaining the conflict, I know that systematically Baba will speak about it, and I will take support from Baba to keep on myself to be positive. I may fluctuate in between, but less and less, up to the point when the situation will finish. And that has been gone through that just recently, in the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, makes sense?
Yes, makes sense. Thank you.
I was just wondering, so you're feeling something that you've experienced within a month, right? And then you're thinking to yourself, so what is it? You're naming the challenge to yourself, or how you're feeling about the challenge. And then in 3 months, nothing's changed, so you're feeling basically worse, right? Because things have got worse, because you've been having the same feeling for 3 months now. And then in 6 months, suddenly, we don't feel that anymore, but everything has resolved. And then what are we feeling now then, now that everything is resolved? So to me... either something in drama has happened magically that will make everything okay, or I've decided to change how I feel about it. Because if I want the result of 6 months' time to be now, I have to decide that's what I'm going to do. Because one thing, drama may help, and of course Baba will help, but the main decision... as I'm seeing it, as going through the exercise, would be that I decide to do so.
Exactly. So in a way, the exercise makes us realize that we have the power to make us feel better. Now. Even if the person or situation or whatever has not changed. But to put it in the perspective first, make us see the possibility. But now, if I want to feel okay in 6 months, what I did, I had to do something.
Release the repetitive thoughts about the situation, which can oftentimes make the experience far worse than it really is. So therefore, as Baba says, to keep your stage firm, that you become unmoved by someone's response or reaction, which is oftentimes hard to do. But to keep going back to that place of seeing them the way Baba sees them. So adjusting the criminal eye so that it becomes more loving and not judgmental.
Thank you. So that could be some strategy that I used. Each one of us will have time during this Madhava to see what we are going to do in order to feel as we want to feel. Yes? And for that, because then we realized, but for that, there is a very nice way to do it. And it's listening your emotions and feelings. So imagine that everything that you wrote in the first question, all those feelings, are in your body. In which parts of your body you feel those feelings? Just identify. If those feelings are there, where they are there in your body? Of course we know that they are in the soul, but they reflect on your body. Yeah, the feelings of the first questions. Where do you feel those feelings? Can you identify? In the stomach. Many have feelings in the stomach. Where else? In the throat, the shoulders, the heart, the back. How do you say this part? Chest. Okay. So each one of us have those feelings somewhere. So imagine those feelings are like little wild animals. And they came into your body without your permission. They are there. You want them to go, but they say they will not go until you listen to them. They have a message for you. But the way that the feelings and emotions speak is not as we speak to each other. They have their own way to say things. So try to listen, what is the message that those feelings have for you? So imagine that they are like these wild animals. And they are big sometimes. And they are scary sometimes, but just come close to them because they are in your body. And try to listen to them. What they are going to tell you? What is the message? Because until you listen to them, they are not going to go away.
Do you speak to them or do you come to
Imagine that you are coming to them and allow, give them your pen and write what they want to tell you something. Yes. So we are going to do an inner reflection, little bit. Just try. What is the message that they have for me? What do you want to tell me? Because until I listen to them, they are not going to go away. How do you feel doing this? It's different, isn't it? It's a more respectful way to be close to yourself, no? To your own emotions. You don't reject them, you want to understand them. And now imagine that you have listened to them, you have tried to understand their message. You have tried. Maybe I have to understand them a little bit more. But now imagine that they are going away. They are going out of your body. Because you have listened to them. So now they can be released. They can go. Imagine they are going out, those wild animals, away from your body. So how do you feel when they go out? It just go. Okay. So this is a way to kind of, it's an exercise. I work with people in crisis, that are in huge crisis. and these kind of exercises work because what we need, just the crisis is my own feelings and what to do with them. So it's a way to deal with those emotions. And for Brahmins, it's easier because we used to listen ourselves sometimes. Well, hopefully. Okay? And then just go back to natural. Without pressure. Now you can feel as you were this pure soul as when you were a baby. And you can feel what it's like to love without limits, to love with purity. You will feel that naturally. Like, because you have cleared your feelings, your emotions, now you can feel it. Sometimes we try to feel it in a way around, like in the other way around, and we feel fake. that we are faking the stage because we try to be this pure soul, this bright soul in the middle of the forehead, but then I feel so bad with this situation and I'm struggling. So the idea is to first work in myself and be honestly feeling as a pure being, like truly, yes?
Can you
get... yeah. For me, the wild animals are the effect, they are not the cause. So if I work just on the effect, the cause will still be there. So for me, what is the point to work on the wild animals if still on my soul I'm still worried about what's the attack of the people or the conflict?
It's interesting because the message from the feelings will tell you about the cause of them.
Yes, yeah, so then I have to work on the cause.
It's not work. You will have the realization.
Okay.
But to use this word work on them is hard.
So which word you will use?
Because
play with
you will play with emotions, you play with situation. It's better, no? You
okay.
Feel better.
I will play now.
Yeah. We heal the emotion, so
I suppose if you're listening very closely, then you won't have to work because a realization will come. And there's transformation in realization because it becomes natural to you. You know what you need to do, what you should feel, and so it's not something that you have to work out, but the work is in the listening, as it were.
The work is in the listening. Indeed, we are going to go deep in the next phase of this workshop. It's more about the nurturing and the culture of care, but it's connected, because some of you have had the experience of being heard in a very empathetic way. Empathetic way? Yes? Can you raise your hand? Who has had the experience of being heard in a very empathetic way? Being heard. No, heard. Heard. Who had have the experience that someone has listened to you with so much empathy? How do you feel when someone listens to you with that attitude? And imagine that you are listening yourself with that same attitude. You're not judging the feelings. You are not criticizing the feelings. You are trying to understand their message. Just that. Okay? Okay, we are going to have 10 minutes of break. Okay, so we're going to have a break. You can go to the bathroom, you can take water, and if you want to stretch, you can do it.
Stretch break, okay?
It's not tea break. So 10 past 11, we come back, okay? Okay. Can you stand up? Stand up. No, but now, yes, Benji. Little bit. Okay. So this is a game. Let's see how you do it. We are going to put one hand like this. Yeah, whatever hand. And the contrary leg? Opposite leg. Okay, like this. And then we are, without taking any support, we are going to lift the leg. Lift the leg. Everyone is lift. Okay. Okay, very good, very good. Okay. Okay. Stop. Everyone was okay. No? So we were in an uncomfortable position. Not with the whole support, but neither of you fell down. Why? Let's do it with the other hand. Okay, the opposite leg and lift the leg without any support. Very good. So, what is something that everyone can do it naturally? To keep balance, even when the situation is difficult. Even when the situation is difficult, we don't have our two supports. We are uncomfortable, but we know how not to fall down. We know. But now, a little bit more difficult, okay? So we are going to put both hands in. Yes, good. You can be my model. Come. Okay, both hands in your wrist. Wrist? Ah, hip. Okay. Well, whatever you hear. And now. Listen. We are going to do circles with one leg. You want to show? With one leg, but. With the eyes closed, okay? We're going to close the eyes and we cannot take any support. Close your eyes, don't cheat. Okay, the other side, let's do it. Just close your eyes and do circles with your leg. What is happening? Okay, you can sit. What happened? Is easier with your eyes open or your eyes closed? Why? And what happened when you are more aware? You adjust. How you feel? You feel safer when you have your eyes open, no? What happened when you close your eyes? So what happened when in our life everything that makes us feel safe is outside and then is not there anymore? It's like you close your eyes and you have to continue with your life, with your work, with your family in a comfortable position like this. How you do to not fall? Because any of you felt, okay, sometimes I need to put a little bit the support. What else you did? You try to keep a center, okay? You try to focus where? Because you have your eye closed, to focus where? Inside. And what else? The rhythm of your leg was always the same? What you did with the rhythm of your leg? It started slow. So maybe the rhythm of how I am living, the rhythm of how I'm doing things, achieving things, it has to change. Maybe I cannot do the same as before when I'm without, when everything is changing, no? What else I did in order to not fail? control and put attention to my resources, that inner resources, it seemed like the strength of my feet, the leg that it's sustaining me. Yes. Maybe I put more attention on my own self. So that is finding an inner safe space. When there is no safety around me, when everything is changing, when there is so many things that I cannot control, I need to have a point, a center, where I feel safe. And sometimes the only place is inside me. It's like going back, but feeling safe, not just a point of life, of light. It's a place where I'm not, where I'm protected, where nothing can harm me. Yes, that is the safe space. Now with that awareness, we are going to do an exercise of breathing. Okay? For that, we are going to put our back straight. And three counts, inhale, sustain, and then three counts, exhale. And with intention to be here and now. Whatever has passed, is past. Now I'm here. Okay? So, inhale. One, two, three, sustain. Exhale. One, two, three. Inhale. One, two, three, sustain. Exhale. One, two, three. Inhale. One, two, three, sustain. Exhale. One, two, three. Thank you. So we all want to be loved and valued. There is someone who doesn't want that? Everyone wants to be loved and valued. There is a desire for harmony in the group always. We all want to belong. Yes? And the harmony, we have to co-create the harmony. We have to co-create this feeling of belonging. It's not a job of just one person. And in others, we look for love, approval, refuge, recognition, security, evaluation. If we get it, we feel good and happy. But if we see ourselves in the mirror of rejection, inability, lack of importance, disapproval, we connect with our wounds. Interpersonal relationships are powerful because in them we project our desires, our fears, expectations, needs, ideals, longings. We leave our vulnerability in the hands of the other person, hoping that he, she will take care of it, when in reality, it is our responsibility to take care of it. Yes? So, in order to create a culture of belonging, a culture where when I come to the center, I feel I belong. And not only the center, I could be the center. Like, I could get the feeling to everyone that they belong to me, and I belong to them. So, what I would like to experience in me, in my relationship with my yogi family, in Baba's center, place of service, just allow yourself to visualize how I would like to be in order for others to feel safe, how I would like to be, to make others the feeling that they belong to me. How I would like to experience my relationship with my yogi family. And in Baba's center, place of service, because there are many different places of service, how would I would like that place to be? Everyone would have a sheet of paper. And here in front, there are color pencils. So if you need, there are some. Okay, if you don't have a pencil. Because it needs to be in this white paper. Is okay? So what we are going to do in that white paper is as follow. You will do in the middle a circle. And in the middle, there are color pencils if you want, but this. Okay. So in your paper, everyone do this. So in the middle, a circle, and then a line.
Halfway through.
It was half, but okay. Okay. Everyone has done that? Okay, so in this part of the sheet of your paper, you will put what you visualize. What are the qualities or attitudes that will create a safe space, a space where people feel belonging, where you yourself feel belonging. So here you will write all the characteristics, the qualities that will make the space safe. But it has to be in positive way. We will not say no blame. No. If we will not judge what we are going to say, instead of saying no judging, acceptance. Okay, so we will put the characteristics, the qualities in positive way. Okay, have you understood? Okay, Chalo, let's do it. Qualities that you feel that are needed to create an environment of safety, belonging, Only in the first half, up. I have more sheets if you need. You need? The full top part. Okay, so let's do it together. So with your help. Okay, let's do a storm of ideas. How you say?
Brainstorming.
So we are going to brainstorming, and so Chitra will write. So don't be too quick. Understanding, comfort. You can say in Thai and someone translate too. Welcome. Listening. Acceptance. Listening. Wait. Love. Equality. Cooperation, accommodated, inclusivity, humor, forgiveness, honesty, patience. It's here. Respect, easy. Respect, flexible, trust, light, opportunity, community. But because everything gives the feeling of belonging. Friendly, mutual respect. I think respect is there. Compassion, participation, purity, responsibility. Everything finished with T. Happiness, huh?
Friendly.
Yes. Coffee, no coffee, only tea. Because we are in India. I don't know how to pronounce that. Tea and coffee is important to create a belonging. Tea and coffee, yeah. Openness. Openness, communication, communicate. Sensibility, vulnerability in terms of being able to be open. Allow to, you know, the feelings that sometimes are not so, you know, to be vulnerable. Open. Okay. Creative. Authenticity. That's good tea. Easiness, I think it's twice. Easiness. Ready to for everything. Okay. You say something. You put maturity. Tai. Value each other. Value. Relationship, Love, care. Yeah, love, care. Care, I think, was missing. Protective, protective. Self-mastery. Integrity, integrity. Friendship, security, security. Trustworthy, I think trustworthy was there, no? Yeah. Good. Harmony, harmony. Appreciation, appreciation. Mercy, I think compassion, mercy. Okay. Gratitude. So we are creating all of that. What creates that?
Thank you.
C plus. Ah no, C plus is in Spanish. What is B plus for one tolly? No, it's positive behaviors. Positive behaviors. Like, if the environment is like that, if each one of us is like that, we are reinforcing positive behaviors. If you come to a place where there is forgiveness, compassion, mercy, love, care, listening, patience, humor, inclusivity, happiness, honesty, trust, all of that, you don't want to leave. And everything, like, reinforce for the person to act in a positive way. In Serbia, okay. Now, in the other side of the page, okay, we are going to put all the characteristics of an environment that is toxic. Like, it could be center, like, what would be the characteristics of a place that is ill, that it's toxic, that it's not safe? No, you put. Huh? Yeah, in the other half of your page, you will put all the characteristics of negative qualities of a place that is toxic, that you don't feel belonging, that you don't feel safe. Okay? Now. Okay, but right. Yes, enough space. Everyone is too serious now. So, what is going to be in a place that is toxic, that you don't feel belonging, that you don't feel safe? Demanding, selfish, miscommunication, bossiness, enemy, animosity, no communication, discrimination. So no communication, how can we say no communication? Miscommunication. Voiceless. Criticism. Violence. Dislike. Rejection. Stuck. You feel stuck. Selfish is there. Untruth, or false. See, inauthentic. Hypocrite. You say, gossiping, judgmental, rude, aggressive, arrogant. Dirty. Deceitful. Disobedient. Okay. That's a good. Yes. Disobedient. Discontented. Discontentment. Frustration. A separation, rigidity. Topsy-turvy, disorderly. Favoritism. We have all the accents. Unstable. So cannot trust. What is cannot trust? If you cannot trust, what is there? Dishonesty. But I know fear. No sincere. So false. And trust, you wanted to say? Exclusivity? Needy. Sensitive. Excuse. Disorganized. Confrontational. Judgmental, I think, is there. Persecution. Persecution. When they go after you, like. Sarcastic. Sarcastic. Victimization. Selfish, I think, is there. It's there. How you say that you, when you over, like you overuse the power, how you say that? Abused. Harass. Struggling. Overwhelming. Fighting. Mm-hmm. Ah, fake, fake, fake. Yeah. Egotist, how you say? Ego, opinionated, egotistical. How you say, can you pronounce again? Ego? Egotistical, egotistical. Egoistic is there. It was the first. Ah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Disbalance. Unbalance. Okay. Jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. Envy? Envy, competition, comparison. Manipulation, I think, is there. Yeah. Competition, comparison, showing off arrogance, sabotage, sabotage, the ideas. she says too much. She's so okay. So you can put B negative in the no in the here. Etc. Okay, be negative. Okay, so, yeah? Exactly. That's why she wanted to stop, no? So, if you come to an environment where there is selfishness, sarcasm, competence, all of these things, so you are reinforcing a negative conduct, no, behavior. Yes? So which of the two you want to belong? So we normally, like in the one that we want to grow is the first one, isn't it? But sometimes we live in the second one. Indeed, I was a little innocent and then I realized that there has been situations very bad where there are bullying between brothers and sisters, and all of these things are happening in some places. That's why they wanted this workshop, because we need to create different environment, especially when the world is so difficult. No, but we have to acknowledge that it's there. We have to acknowledge, because we are idealistic, living in a world that is not true. And Baba said today in the blessing, today what he said, you remember? That we have to acknowledge our weakness. It's okay to say what is not okay. We have to acknowledge that and use knowledge to change those. Yeah. So, what is your level of satisfaction with the Brahmin family where you are? From 0 to 10, just write. It's confidential. It's just for you. But what is your level of satisfaction with the Brahmin family? Where you are. You can be honest with yourself. You are laughing. Some of you are laughing. We know. And what do you bring to the Brahmin family? What do you bring to the Brahmin family? Hmm? You are laughing too. What do you bring to the Brahmin family? And what does the family bring to you? What does the Brahmin family brings to you? Something is bringing to you. Yes? Something good. Yes? I'm looking at the time because it would be nice to share, at least for a couple of minutes, like where you are seated. Not the first one. The first one is yours, okay? It's confidential. But the other two, what you bring to the family and what the family brings to you, you can share with the person that you have next to you, okay? You can find someone... In 5 minutes, 5 minutes you have to share, okay? And it could be three. It could be three if you don't...
Om Shanti. How was your conversation? Interesting?
It's a topic, it's a big topic, isn't it? It's a very important topic. And it's good to talk about this. Sometimes we don't talk it, and it's good to talk in a way that it's going to be helpful. Because gossip is easy. Because gossip sometimes is easier than to do it properly. And it's good to have a space to say it in a way that it's open, it's safe. So how do we create an environment where each person feels valued, respected, and safe? So this is something that first starts with the self. I need to work in me. To use Michelle's word, I need to do it myself, care of myself, see how I'm feeling, and then try to bring all of that, just that. And we will be karmatic. Now, it was very interesting because in Avyakti Parivar, I heard Shireen interviewing Mohini Didi, and when Brother Nirver passed away, and she was asking if Brother Nirbhar would be one of the eight in the rosary. And the answer she gave was that all depends on relationships. That the eight have that capacity or have that kind of relationships. And it was very interesting for me because then she continued to talk about how we relate and connect, because we cannot serve when there are not connection with others. And he was someone that was always available, that was that kind of, he was friendly and he was open, like that. He was accessible. And so we need build confidence. And, you know, it's okay if someone is facing challenges. It's okay. We don't need to put pressures on the others. And sometimes we are going to face challenges, and Brahmins are going to face challenges. And if we say, okay, but you have to be strong, it's to put pressure. So how can we kind of be more empathetic? How can we be more empathetic? And valuing the capacity of each person and the effort they make to accomplish their tasks. Because everyone is doing efforts. And there is one sister in one center that she lived at the center. She's all VK. But she had now arthrosis? Like a sickness that makes an illness, arthritis. And she is like this, no? And because of the medication she takes, she cannot be in the Morley with everyone because she cannot wake up at that time. She is an old BK student, and it's okay. It took time for the family to accept that she reads the Morley in another time. Because, you know, we are sometimes so strict because we feel like it's like that, but sometimes it's better to create an environment of harmony, acceptance, and accept that someone can be ill, and it we can manage. That soul, it's still Brahmin, still Paka, but now she will manage differently, you know. But sometimes we are rigid, and we create rejection. And then to learn to have meaningful conversations, not just we are going to talk about conflicts, but let's talk about what we are feeling. And sometimes it's not the right time because we don't feel safe, we don't feel protected, but let's try to at least ourselves to open those spaces to talk. Yes, because it's good to be Brahmin and silent, but it's good to be Brahmin and talk too. Because, you know, I have seen that Yankee so open to hear and listen and to talk. And, you know, so when there is the need, it's important to open the space and a space to speak, no? And many other things that you have probably spoken about. So this is the Dharana model that we are creating here. This is built by Diane Tillman from the Care and Wellbeing team. And it's how we create an ethic of peace, caring, respect, and cooperation in order for souls to feel loved, respected, valued, understood, and safe, instead of feeling unworthy, hurt, fearful, shame, unsafe, and this culture of motivation and control through fear, shame, and punishment. And we with Julia have been working in initiative that is called Shiv Shakti Leadership Approach. And we have learned that we ourselves very easily go back to that way to act. Especially if you are in position of power, it's very easy to go back to that model if you are not really observing yourself and trying to act differently. Because it's the culture of the world. It's very hierarchical. It's like abusive of power. And it's so easy because we learn like that. So we try to be soul conscious, but acting in body conscious way. And I've learned something that it's called unconscious bias. I don't know if you, unconscious bias. And it's like unconsciously, depending on the soul that you have in front, you reject or not listen that soul. And I listened a class from Sister Genty where she said that she realized she had that unconscious bias because she listened more one sister that she knows well, and she didn't listen the other sister that she didn't know. And the other sister felt like rejected. And then Sister Genty realized, oh, that is unconscious because I don't know her. So whenever she spoke, she didn't put much attention. So it was good that she was honest enough and humble to share, because we sometimes do the same. And I attended a forum of doctors where they say that even because some souls are fat, and people that are fat, you unconsciously have some thoughts about them. And doctors, they don't treat them well. Because they say, I know they are sick. You know, they don't listen what they are really feeling or whatever. So we have that kind of preconceptions or preconceived notions of the others for what how they look, how they are. In some countries, for example, in Central America, if they are using tattoos are something that it now is fashion. No, everyone has tattoos. But in some places of Central America, that means that you are part of a gang, like they are criminals. So some souls, they are not hired. They are very smart, very intelligent, very good people, but because they have tattoos, they don't hire. So now there is a whole movement like respect the ones with tattoos. But it's so interesting that maybe in New Zealand it's like that. Yeah. And if they come to the center, no? And now with LGBT community, like if we are so conscious, whatever, if they are in a body that is different, like it's okay because they are just souls and we are souls and
This is an experience of a BK sister, and she was a large sister, and she was in positions of responsibility in the centers and things like that, and she decided she was going to lose weight. She lost a lot of weight, and she said the most interesting thing to her was how people, Brahmins, responded to her totally differently. Totally differently. Suddenly she was someone to be really taken notice of, to be understood, to be respected, and to be asked to do things. Now she had all those qualifications before. She was a long-term Brahmin, she is a professional, but because she lost the weight, same soul, she said one of the most interesting things was how people responded to her. And she had been large for a long time in her life, and so she had kind of gotten used to how people responded to her. And so it was, you know, it was a big shock to her, especially in the Brahmin family, to see how differently people responded, and the same soul. So that unconscious bias, maybe some of it might be conscious, but it's, you know, it's very interesting, same soul, but we're still very body conscious.
More you are large, but less you see the point.
You know, there's something that we pick up on a vibration as well. Because that soul who was obviously, you know, overweight, had something going on that wasn't stable, wasn't, you know, she didn't have that that self-respect in some way. But when she lost weight, it meant she had imbibed certain qualities. She had brought into action certain disciplines and values, and so the vibration of that personality changes. It's not just the physical form. Mm.
And it's interesting because that is for the ones who have weight. But for example, mental disorders, like sometimes, like it's okay. They are like to have mental disorder right now is very common, and sometimes there are fear of someone who has a mental problem, because we don't know how to deal with that. But it's okay. Like, if we create safe space, like, we understand, we create space to learn from each other. And we have a brother that we have learned with him together, because he himself didn't know how to deal with his own thing. But he is part of the family. And I remember that Brahma Baba, you know, in Pandav Bhavan, when the daughter of Daddy, the one who cooked, Bali Daddy, her daughter had a mental disorder. And sometimes you saw them in Pandav Bhavan, and she used to live there. And she's part of the family. You know, sometimes we reject because of that. But everyone is part of the family.
I think mental disorder also comes out from the fact where they keep in a lot of information. There's no openness. We see that a lot happening in India. We see that with students. We see that with people. But the biggest challenge is if there's an open dialogue, you know, those things can be spoken. You can handle it. The challenge lies is, like you said correctly, it's like a stigma. You know, okay, she has a mental problem. Now, the mental problem arises from the fact of non-communication. So if you're allowed to communicate, if I allowed to share what my fears are, what my thoughts are, maybe it could be a simple solution. But right now, because we brand it as a mental issue, it's literally rejected. So I think the most important thing is that openness. Bring about a sense of openness to talk, to communicate, to understand. And I think that's where a lot of counselors are coming into play, to be able to, for people to talk, I think.
Counselors are there, and it's important to know that it's like taking medicine, like to not have the taboo, oh, she's going to the counselor. It's fine. It's like going to any doctor, and it's okay. That's why they are there. But at the same time, we between ourselves, we can support each other. So sometimes maybe I'm not feeling able to support other, but maybe another sister or another brother could support. So it's a family. If we really have this connection and we have created this kind of environment, we will be able to do it.
I'm doing the Landmark Forum, if you've heard of it. It's a global transformation program. I was having a problem which stayed with me for 48 years. It got resolved 3 months ago, and the outcome is today. While I'm sitting in this class, after 48 years, I could draw a round circle. For 48 years, I have not drawn a round circle. So we are about 150 souls who are helping each other. Amongst them, we have a woman who's been raped by her uncle. We've got a gentleman who wanted to commit suicide 3 times and we're controlling. The learning is actually, it starts with your relationships in your home. And in our Laukik world, we must be very empathic and notice issues very early on, because what happens then when we were children stays on and on until many years. And if we don't address it, it's like how in the Alaukik Brahmin life we are learning, it's your sanskar just keep on continuously developing. And we also have addressed the issue of mental well-being. The stigma starts at home. Our parents, who are sometimes not aware, I wouldn't call them uneducated, I will say unaware, when they don't notice it, the child is not given that support, the issue keeps on continuing, and then the big issue comes up. I've seen that with my own brother. I'm 56, my brother is 51. He's a genius when it comes to mechanical work, but he had attention disorder. We didn't notice it. And till date, his career has got stagnated because we didn't address it. He couldn't pass his academic exams to a certain level, and we ignored it. And I think as Brahmins, we also have to see that we have to have a balance between our alaukik and laukik life. We are still living. We are in a body. And everything that we do must be reflected on what we were experiencing in the past as children, especially when we were children, and remove that dogma. The earlier we address it, the better we will be in even our alaukik life. That's what I've experienced.
Thank you. And thank you for all your honesty, openness. How do you feel when we really speak about that, these things, no? So the time is coming in conclusion, but the idea is to kind of continuing in your own places, if for your own self. And we are going to finish with this. We are going to finish with a little game. It is called a box of hope. So, maybe Shuna, you can give to each one. So each one is going to receive this post-it, and you will put there some phrases of knowledge or some phrases that have helped you in moments of crisis, and that allow you to feel good with yourself and with others. Some phrase you will choose. And then we are going to put that in this box. It's a box of hopes. And then each one will take one. And it's going to be your blessing. Okay? So one phrase. Maybe there are many phrases from knowledge or from other places that have helped you. So choose one. Choose one and write that. Even if it's in Thai, then we will translate with one sister. Okay? Do it in your language, even if it's in Thai. Okay? And when you have it, you put it here.